In the fall of 1879, an unfortunate set of events led to a clash between Native Americans and white settlers in northwestern Colorado. Several men were killed, and the way of life changed here forever. The story of that encounter is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In the fall of 1879, tensions arose between the Ute tribe and Indian agent Nathan Meeker in western Colorado. Meeker telegraphed for military assistance, and Major Thomas Thornburg led about 175 men from Wyoming's Fort Steele to the area. Those soldiers crossed into the Ute reservation at Mill Creek, about 18 miles from the agency headquarters, an act that was forbidden. The Utes fired upon the soldiers and sent word to their larger encampment near the agency headquarters that the war had begun.
Agency workers heard it across the river. They came out of their cabins with their weapons drawn, and there was a battle. It was pretty short. 11 men were killed. The women and children were taken hostage.
Theresia Rose Reed says Nathan Meeker and all the men at the agency headquarters were killed. Meeker's wife and daughter were among those taken hostage. Meanwhile, at Mill Creek, Thornburg and several soldiers were killed. But after fighting to a stalemate, reinforcements arrived on October 2nd and more on October 5th. The Utes dispersed.
Mrs. Meeker and the other hostages were released about 30 days later. Depending on which story you read, they either were or were not injured.
Near the agency headquarters, some buildings were hastily constructed for those who had come to the area in response to what had happened.
They found that there was a whole bunch of cottonwoods on the river, and they chopped them down and hauled them up here and built these first five buildings.
The town that began here was subsequently named Meeker. Theresia says she prefers to think the town was named in honor of Mrs. Meeker, since her husband had not acted in the best interests of the Utes. For that tribe, life changed forever.
The Utes were gathered up, and most of them were taken to Utah, to what is now Fort Duchesne.
Today, the White River Museum is housed in some of those earliest buildings and interprets the conflict that took place here in 1879. Traveling the countryside in Meeker, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCrae.